Welcome all to K-Drama School. I'm your host, Grace Jung. Welcome! The show I want to discuss today is called Dr. Slump. It is available on Netflix. I believe it is a JTBC show. And it is written by Baek Seon-woo, who has written not a lot of shows, but she's been writing for a long time. She's been writing since 2007, working on a series called Ugly Young'a, which had something like 14 seasons on TVN. And that's not common. I believe TVN, when it first started as a cable channel that started experimenting with TV dramas, was just like experimenting with seasons, experimenting with all kinds of content. So Baek Seon-woo was working on that for a long time. And Dr. Slump comes after that show, My Roommate is a Kumiho. Baek Seon-woo is a seasoned writer, I would say. Dr. Slump is a really interesting show in that it is following a particular trend that I am seeing in the K-drama circuit. And it's not just like a K-drama circuit thing. It's like a South Korean socioeconomic trend, or pattern rather, that I am noting. And that is that the yuppies, okay, the young urban professionals who are well educated, who are middle to upper middle class, they are all suffering some kind of disillusionment. Now, I don't want to say suffering, but you know, they're going through it. They're going through it. Let's put it that way. And I think South Korea is currently in its season of despair. Yeah, despair, disillusionment. Just disillusionment is the word that keeps coming up. All right, I'm seeing it in shows like Summer Strike, right? That came out a few years ago. Summer Strike is definitely about that. We saw it in Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha. We saw it in the Samdali show, which I still haven't covered. I mean, I guess I eventually will. It's just that I don't like the show in particular. But it's a show that I should discuss just so I could expand on this idea of the disillusionment of South Korean yuppies in the contemporary era. And that is following the show, Dr. Slump. We have Park Hyung-sik, who is an amazingly hilarious actor. Where's he been? What's he been doing? He's got this baby face, and yet when it comes to comedic timing, when it comes to executing a mature moment, I mean, he's got it all. Yeah, he's really great. And then we have Park Shin-hye, who is a veteran actress. She's a child actor. I remember seeing her in Stairway to Heaven like over 20 years ago. So she's been doing this for a long time. And yeah, they're both these well-off doctors who did pretty well for themselves, and they can't stand living. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Park Shin-hye is depressed, and then Park Hyung-sik is going through some phase of paranoia. He has panic attacks regularly, and so they take a season off just to enjoy things, to enjoy life. It's actually quite similar to it's a film, Booksmart. Yeah, in Booksmart, you see the senior class girls who are like valedictorian. They're going through some kind of crisis where they realize that they've been putting off the slack off mentality and the slack off culture, just putting it off, and sacrificing all of their fun, all of their joys, just to become valedictorian and go to a good school. When it turns out, all the other kids have been slacking off just as much, and they got into excellent schools. And so they go through like a crisis. Like, why didn't I enjoy my youth? Why didn't I enjoy my teen years? And Dr. Slump is exactly the same premise, more or less, except you got a suicidal doctor and another doctor who has panic attacks. So it's an interesting phase right now. I'm also seeing this trend of disillusionment in romance and marriage. Of course, I'll be covering it eventually, but I am loving Queen of Tears right now. I am loving Queen of Tears. Oh my God. Oh my God. Kim Soo-yeon is just so captivating. I mean, I've always loved Kim Soo-yeon, you know, I mean, he's a pretty face. Yeah. But you know, like his acting was like, it was all right in the beginning, you know, like when we saw him in that show with the chicken with Chun Ji-yeon. Okay. Like I was just like, all right, he's all right. He doesn't quite fit the bill, but in this one, man, yes, he's ready. He's ripe. This is what I've been waiting for. This is what I've been waiting for the last like 10, 12 years or whatever. And he's doing great. But that also, the pilot starts off with this premise of like, I want to divorce my wife, you know, because the beginning is like, oh, disillusionment, right? So how is South Korean young urban professionals, how are South Korean young urban professionals dealing with disillusionment? How are they handling it? And it's all kind of the same thing. It's like this nostalgia, this longing to return to the slow life. Mm-hmm. And that's not a new concept per se. That's been going on for about the last 2 decades, maybe 3 decades. It has been going on, but it started in cinema for the most part. This nostalgic longing or a pull to go back to the sort of like the quote unquote regressed life, the agrarian life, you know, where like all the ajummas are all up in your business, you know, where all the neighbors know everything about you, where there isn't so much isolation. Everybody's on top of one another, you know, like suffocating you with their nosiness and their gossip and their lack of boundaries. But that is what these young urban professionals are longing for. That's the constant resolution in all of them. That's the constant message throughout. It's like, I've been missing this. This is what I wanted. This is what I wanted. And let me tell you something from somebody who thought that is what she had wanted and tried going back. No, there's nothing back there. All right. Time has passed. Things have changed. Even if you go back there, actually, the Samdali show would be a good study guide for this very idea. Like she has this memory of like taking photos in that field of yellow flowers where there was nobody. And she goes back to it after like a decade or two. And it's like, no, totally occupied by all these tourists. They put up buildings. Nothing is recognizable. And that is South Korea at the moment. Even those agrarian slow life areas, they are getting gentrified. They are changing. They are becoming urbanized. Okay. They're all catching up to the digital era. So we're talking about the disappearance of something. Okay. Like there is no going back. You can't try and go back and re-grasp those roots. Those roots have rotted away, fallen away. You gotta go and recreate something new. So that is actually, these shows that start off with disillusionment, their illusion is that there is something to go back to, but there is nothing to go back to. So even though the message may be that, oh, this retroactive nostalgia kind of thing is the illusion that we all want to return to, there's nothing to return to. All of that is gone. All of that is gone. And if you hang on to that idea that you can go back to something, you're only setting yourself up for more disillusionment, right? So this era of disillusionment is ultimately a trap. It's ultimately a trap. So I don't think it's like real per se. I believe the affect is real. I believe the feeling is real. These arguments that are coming up, percolating time and time again throughout these TV shows, that argument is real, but it's not really real in that there's no going back to anything. The past seems dainty, seems quaint, seems loving because you forget. You forget the suffering that there was back there when you wanted to keep going over into the future. Time only moves forward, man. There's no going back to anything. That's all I have to say about Dr. Slump. The other thing I have to say is that Park Shin-hye, you know, these actors like Park Shin-hye, the other actress in My Demon, you know, these like child actors, right? There's something very like robotic about them, you know, like because they were on camera since such a young age, like they're just ready for the camera all the time. And they deliver a perfect performance, but it lacks a human quality to it. Like, you know, they call it like in Korean, it's called 사람 냄새, you know, the scent of a human being, like the smell of a human person. It lacks that quality for me. There needs to be some room for flopping and faltering and, you know, just some kind of ambiguity or something really real to the moment, something truthful to the moment, rather than trying to be consistently perfect. And, you know, there are up and down sides to all things, right? I mean, Park Shin-hye, amazing, amazing actress, amazing performer, but she lacks that human sensibility when I watch her on screen. It's actually freakish. Whereas with Park Hyung-sik, I kind of get that. The human heart, I can feel it. It penetrates through the screen. So this is just something I'm noticing. If you have not ordered my book, K-Drama School, A Pop Culture Inquiry. Well, I have the label right here. K-Drama School, A Pop Culture Inquiry into Why We Love Korean Television. You may order this book right now on Amazon, on the HachetteBookGroup.com webpage. You can still use the promo code KDRAMA20 to order my book and get 20% off on the HachetteBookGroup.com website. And you can find that link on my website, GraceJungComedy.com or KDRAMASchool.com. Thank you all for your support. And speaking of support, you can support me on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/kdramaschool. You can become a supporting member. Paid members get weekly updates. And if it's not weekly, it's bi-weekly. And I do a coverage. This past week, I covered... What did I cover? I covered Dune 2. Yes. And I talk about the Oscars this year. Mm-hmm. I got a thing or two to say about the Oscars this year. So I talk about that. So Dune 2, oh my God, and the Oscars. So please support me on patreon.com/kdramaschool. I will see you all next week.